Following Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address last week, members of his cabinet are being dispatched across New York to review the plan before local and regional officials and field questions. On Monday, Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos was in Plattsburgh. Following the presentation, he said the governor and his administration will continue to aggressively address the issue of storing rail cars in the Adirondacks.
To treat the Adirondacks like a dumping ground for old rail cars is totally unacceptable. We've had some early success in the sense that the first set of cars will be removed. Those are Berkshire's cars. That's positive progress. Sends out a good message, frankly, to the rest of the industry that might be looking at this as a potential dumping ground. And it bothers me because early on when I first started in government, I actually worked on helping to get that line reopened for the purpose of moving material, actually for jobs and keeping trucks off the street. Now that same line, it's almost like the business model has been changed to a dump and store model and hold states hostage on it. Well, if you don't want to have car store there now, just pay us. I mean, that's effectively what they've told us. So we're pulling out all of our tools right now to stop this. We've heard loud and clear from New Yorkers and frankly from our own people who think that this is a totally inappropriate use of the forest preserve. Now the company has to agree with that in order to stop this storage model. If they don't, as the governor mentioned, we're going to get the Surface Transportation Board to rule. If they don't, then we'll keep going down the line on all of our different options that we have available. But this is not something that we're going to slow down on anytime soon.
Have you heard from the Surface Transportation Board about the letter that you sent?
We haven't gotten a formal response yet. And I know it will be an uphill climb with the Surface Transportation Board, but we feel we have a good case to make at this point that by virtue of the fact that there is local opposition to this, that there's a clear disconnect between the intended uses of this line for transportation and the current uses of this line for storage and dumping, that should no longer be permissible. So we know we have a challenge ahead of us, but we intend to see that through.
Do you have any concerns that even though Berkshire Hathaway is pulling its cars out, that Iowa Pacific will get a different company to bring its cars in?
Yes, I do have concerns that the owner of this line will look to other car owners to facilitate that storage. They're trying to make money off of storage, and they're going to find whoever they want or whoever they can to accomplish that business model. Berkshire's move, frankly, probably sent a shiver throughout the industry, right? Berkshire's a bit of a leader on some of these things. They listened to the customer loud and clear. They listened to the state. They pulled back out. Certainly less attractive now to the next company to have to come in and deal with the public scrutiny of that. And that's something that we stand with the Adirondack communities and the environmental community and others, tourism economy, who are all concerned about the potential implications of this.
You touched on it, and I've heard it from other Adirondack advocates, too, that the rail company has said, well, we'll pull them out if you pay us.
Yeah.
Would the state pay Iowa Pacific to pull them out?
The idea that, well, if I dump on your land, I'll remove what I dump there if you pay me, that to me is irksome. It's not the appropriate way to deal with a business, and we remain dead set that those cars should not be stored there under any circumstances.
Next issue, the algae blooms across the state were mentioned in the mm-hmm. state of the state, but not much about invasive species. What is the state, how is the state going to move forward regarding this huge problem regarding invasive species?
The state of the state didn't touch on it, but in fact, our work right now has increased multifold over the last few years on invasives. We put more money into it through the EPF than ever before, tens of millions of dollars. We're putting our efforts at the DEC towards it in a really aggressive way. We have certain funding lines of the EPF that are dedicated specifically to decontamination stations up here in the Adirondacks that will continue very much. I mean, the budget is not out yet, but that is likely to be part of the budget that is released. The continuation of these very important projects. It is a significant problem for us in New York State. We are the center place of America in some ways. I think people are getting it. I think boaters are understanding the implications of not doing a clean, drain, dry approach to boating. But the problem is much bigger. It's also a terrestrial issue. Interestingly, what I've heard is that this brutally cold winter is going to help push back on some of the terrestrial invasive species we've been having because it's so cold. But that's not a long-term solution. These invasive species are spreading, and we've got to do everything we can to stop it.
While you were giving the presentation, you mentioned the VW settlement. Mm-hmm. How far along can New York get with some of those very, very stringent restrictions?
Well, I think the restrictions are stringent, and they should be, because you know it is money from a settlement. It needs to be applied for the right purposes. You don't want to see abuse. You don't want to see waste. You want to see that money applied in the right way. We see incredible opportunity here in New York State. We have huge fleets. We've got a huge metropolitan area. We've got an enormous footprint in terms of the diesel trucking industry, buses. We have a chance to use this money to transform these systems in a really significant way. My view from the start has always been, let's get the best ideas out there. We started on that last summer. We get the best ideas. Now that we have the money at hand, let's see if we can leverage more private dollars to make that money go further than it already will. So I think we're in a very good place right now, and that we're sort of still in the information gathering phase. But there is a restriction. One restriction I care about in this is that there is a deadline. There's an end point that we have to make our decisions, and the governor is very aware of that. We're hatching that right now. We'll be making some announcements shortly.
The governor is proposing $65 million to address algal blooms threatening lakes across the state. Commissioner Sagos noted 4 summits will be held between February and April, including one in the North Country. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.